today. Craig Gabriel's not having a birthday, but he's covering the Davis Cup for us, and he's ready to roll on a Monday morning. Good morning, Craig.
Hello, chaps.
Nice to be with you. What's going down in the Group D activity for the Australians in the Davis Cup, please?
Well, Australia's done and dusted. They're out of it. They haven't made the quarterfinals. And right now, the tie that is happening here in Torino is Colombia versus the United States. And the Americans won the first match. But right now, the Colombians are ahead. John Isner just lost the first set 3-6 in this second singles match.
Rightio. So, focusing on just on the Aussies for a sec, was it a disappointing performance for the Aussies? Croatia and Hungary doesn't sound like it's a group of death.
No, look, against Croatia, it was 3-0 to the Croats against Australia, and they were just really impressive. Out of the two ties that Australia played, Croatia and also against Hungary, the Australians came away with two wins out of the five matches that they all up that they played. So there was no way that they were going to be able to secure a place in the quarterfinal playoff because a couple of the other nations have done way better than the Australians did. So it was disappointing. The last time they played Davis Cup under this format in 2019, the Australians made the quarterfinals. That was in Madrid, but far from it with these conditions. The court is painfully slow and the balls are fluffing up after, you know, just a couple of games, so slowing things down even further.
Craig, what's up with the Demon, Alex Diminor? He's had an awful season. He had a bad loss, then he was better in the second tie. Where do you see him? Like, has he plateaued, or what are you predicting for Alex?
Yeah, look, I did speak with him about this very thing during the tournament in Bercy earlier in the month. And I said, you're just hoping and looking forward to the end of this year. And he said, absolutely. It's just been a disappointing year. He said he was expecting a lot from himself. It was the results were up and down. Then he got COVID as well. He won the grass court tournament in Eastbourne just before Wimbledon. He played Wimbledon. It was iffy. Got COVID. And then he struggled after, you know, once he got well again, getting through some of the other matches. So he's just really hoping that things turn around in 2022 with how he plays and some of the results he gets on board.
What do we think of the Davis Cup, Craig? Obviously, it's changed dramatically in format, and we've talked about this before, but another edition of it at the moment. What are we thinking?
Not happy. Not too many are very happy with this. You know, as Hewitt said on, I guess, my prompting, you know, he said, you know, they've sold its soul, meaning they, meaning the ITF, and Cosmos, which is the company that is owned by Gerard Piqué, the footballer, that bought the rights to it, and they're controlling it. It's been a miserable situation. You know, they removed the best of five sets format. It's best of three. The home and away concept was done away with. They're in this situation, and what's going to be even worse if this actually happens next week? The ITF board are going to more than likely approve a move next year for Davis Cup and moving it to Abu Dhabi, of all places, which has not got a history in the sport, and it's only because of money, nothing else. It's just a very poor situation, and you know, the ITF have as I've been saying, sold the family silverware.
Yeah, it's really, really sad. Just one final one from me, just on Omicron and this new whatever it is variant of coronavirus. Is that being spoken about at all yet? And just potentially the impact it may have on people travelling, tennis players travelling to Australia?
Well, yeah, absolutely. It's being discussed quite a bit, a really fair amount. You know, they don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, they're sitting and waiting now to see, because things were falling into place going into the Australian season in January. And now this has happened. So we don't know. And I'm worried. I'm worried about my own return. I was staying away to avoid hotel quarantine, and now this has cropped up. And I, from what I'm understanding, that all international travelers, I'm not talking about the ones coming in from Southern Africa with the 14 days of hotel quarantine, but all international travelers are going to be put through 72 hours of isolation. But yeah, it is being talked about and questioned, and not in a massive way because it's still so new and fresh, but there is concern about how this is going to affect the Australian season, and waiting to see what measures are taken by the government.
Well, we'll be looking forward, obviously, to the Summer of Tennis in Australia, headlined by the Australian Open. But, yeah, it is the whole Davis Cup thing, it doesn't sit well with me, Craig, the way it's all unfolded and the format, and clearly the energy for it from the players and the managers or the coaches as well, or the captains, as they call them in Davis Cup. It's disappointing.
It's very, very disappointing. I'm not saying that the Davis Cup didn't need some adjustment and some changes, but what they did a couple of years ago just ruined the whole damn competition. I've gone to the other extreme, and this is what is so disappointing leaves a very sorry feeling about the whole thing, because it is such an important competition and it is so exciting. It's a similar sort of thing as what used to be the Fed Cup. I am so fed up of hearing the name Billie Jean King. Every turn and twist when it's something to do with women's tennis, it's the Billie Jean King this or the Billie Jean King that. And that did not go over that well when they had to move it to Prague and stage what was the Fed Cup and now the Billie Jean King Cup. Yeah, when this was originally announced a year or two back, and they said it's going to be the Billie Jean King Cup, I said, well, the Women's End of Year Championship trophy is called the Billie Jean King Cup. And you've got the stadium at the U.S. Open, the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center. And it goes on and on. I mean, it's just overloaded. It really is.
We've actually got Billie Jean King on the line.
Not to be, but we do need roll. Craig, we look forward to spending more time with you through the summer. Appreciate that. Have a great Christmas.
Thanks, guys.